And welcome back to Vox Burner's weekly Youth Trends podcast. This week, Vox Burner's founder, Simon Eder, chats to Ebony Liddell, Senior Marketing Manager at HarperCollins. She'll be joining our diversity panel at YMS New York this October. Simon chats to Ebony about the issues she's most passionate about and how HarperCollins are keeping the Gen Z audience engaged in the world of young adult fiction.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. And not long, about a month to go before we meet at YMS, which crept up so quickly.
I know, it really did. The summer just like flew by.
So if you maybe introduce yourself and your background and your role at HarperCollins.
Sure. So my name is Ebony Liddell. I'm currently a senior marketing manager at HarperCollins. I've been in this role for over a year now. And I have, I'd say, about 7-ish years in publishing. I started at Simon & Schuster and from there kind of moved on to a couple other publishing houses, with marketing always being the path I wanted to pursue. I always loved marketing. That started working at my undergrad bookstore, which was then independently owned. And so that's kind of how I started to realize that marketing was something that I really wanted to pursue in the publishing industry.
What do you see as like really changed in publisher marketing over the time that you've been there?
It's just ever evolving, I think, and everybody always says this, but it's so true. With social media, you really have to be quick on your toes. And I think that, you know, publishing is a very old industry and there's always been a very standard way of doing things. And we're all finding out that that's not the case. What worked for one campaign a year ago is not going to work for, you know, a similar book the following year. And so I just think that that's the biggest thing with marketing. It's ever evolving. And especially in the social media age, I think just going from being a marketer who, you know, only works on advertising copy and then that turns into a marketer who's really great at social media and who's consistent to turning into a marketer who can really go in and handle like graphic design, things that need to be turned around very quickly, to becoming a marketer who can edit videos. Like, it's just the title is always kind of changing and evolving. And I think for young people, especially who are in college, it's really about trying to figure out what the kind of like, you know, on the horizon, what the next thing is going to be that is going to be required of a marketer, and trying to get on that early and learn those skills early on.
And I know that young adult fiction has been your passion, mm-hmm. and the stereotype of Gen Z is that they're spending all their time on social media or watching YouTube and Netflix. Mm-hmm. But why do you think reading is still such a popular pastime for teens?
I think in general, people of all ages love storytelling. I think that that holds true for everyone. And I think that the great thing about books is there's so much, you know, there's so many books to choose from. I think, you know, there was a point in publishing where we were afraid when ebooks came out that that was going to be the thing that did us in. But I think one of the things about teens is the nostalgia factor of things that are, like, a lot of teens are into vinyl now. And, you know, when I was growing up, vinyl wasn't really a thing, but my dad has this amazing collection of vinyl. And so now I'm trying to tap into that and, like, take all of his vinyl. I think a printed book, a hardcover book, there's beauty in it and the specs of the book and the design of the book and the quality of the book. And I think that's one of the things Gen Z really appreciates, and everything when it comes to branding, when it comes to an organization getting behind a cause, when it comes to a book that's well packaged and thoroughly edited. I think teens really want quality.
Right. And that return to print, you know, has been like very, very fast, right? And what do you see it going forward? Print's got a long future, is that right?
Yes, I fully believe that print has a long future. I just think that I think a lot of times in social media, in all the noise of social media and in all the noise of like online content, there's a lot of bad content. There's a lot of bad writing. But I think that teens appreciate good writing. I think a lot of people do. And so I think when you read enough bad pieces, you kind of pine for something really great to read. And so I think that's one of the reasons why printed books aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
And what are HarperCollins really doing to encourage young people from all backgrounds to get into reading?
I think the thing that Harper is really thriving towards, and I think our editor is doing an amazing job at that, is really making sure the content that we produce is really reaching the teens and, like, reaching Gen Z and what they want to read. What are issues that are important to them? Why are these issues important to them? And are we feeding them that content in our books? And so that can be hard, I think, for some people, because that requires you to also learn. I think there are a lot of conversations that are happening now that didn't happen 10 years ago, and that requires publishers to really get behind it, but also to, you know, take the time to want to figure out what this means for the Gen Z audience. Why is this an issue that's very important to them? How do we make sure that we're giving them what they want and what they need? How are we offering them a service that's beneficial? How are we teaching them something? And so I think those are all the things that Harper is doing to really make sure that, like, our content really focuses on things that Gen Z's want to read, want to know about, want to see themselves. Those type of things are really important for us.
Just to push you on that a little, what do you really see as the important issues that Gen Z need to be engaged with and that are coming through, like, your books?
I think social issues are extremely important. As a media company, it's hard because you can't technically get, quote-unquote, you shouldn't get behind a cause. But I think Gen Z's are really forcing a lot of people to stop trying to be neutral in their thoughts and really get behind the causes. And so one of the ways I feel like we're doing that is getting behind authors who are getting behind important causes and, you know, publishing that content and helping feed that content out there. And so I think social issues are extremely critical in terms of giving Gen Z's what they want and seeing themselves in that. And then also other content is just creative. I think just, like, creative and unique settings. Like, fantasy is huge for us, but I think, once again, it's about, you know, the characters in these settings. They're not always, you know, white male. They're women, they're queer, they're this, they're that. And I think that's extremely important to have these kind of, like, other worlds and also see yourself in these other worlds.
Absolutely, and it's also fascinating in our podcast series, and we've spoken to a number of brands from all sorts of different, you know, fields, like, also tapping into core social issues, and fascinating to hear that from your perspective. So on to YMS in New York in early October, and I know that you're going to be joining our diversity panel. And I know that you've also been key in promoting diversity in fiction. That's something that I think you're passionate about. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more just about the challenges the industry is facing and the steps that you believe publishers should really be taking to tackle them?
I think that there has to be an actual interest. I think, like, one of the reasons why I was really attracted to taking the job at Harper is their diverse list. They have authors from all over, and the authors are talking about a lot of different things. Sometimes it's very much a social issue type book. Sometimes it's just a book about a person of color, and that's it. It's a normal everyday topic that everybody, you know, goes through, but they're just talking about it, and the person happens to be a person of color. But I think that's really important, because not only for diversity purposes, but, you know, for everyone, it's important for them to see representation in books in general, so that they have a clear understanding of titles that represent their everyday lives. And so I think the challenges that publishers are facing is really taking the time to try to find those audiences. I think working in publishing and being in publishing and having access to publishing is a very privileged thing. As a person with a diverse background, I feel like growing up, I didn't even know that this job was an opportunity. Like, it never occurred to me that I could work in marketing and publishing as a book nerd. And so there is privilege in that, and I think the biggest thing publishers have to do is they have to meet these diverse groups where they are and really educate them on how they can get published, understanding that they might not have all of the resources that someone else may have who doesn't come from a diverse background. So I think that is the challenge. It requires the publisher to do more, and I think sometimes for some people that's a little bit harder, but I think it's worth it in the end.
And I know that there's a really strong community of young readers on mm-hmm. Instagram, which is called Bookstagram. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And what has really Harper done to engage this kind of audience with the brand and the books that you're publishing?
It's pretty simple, actually. They're Bookstagrammers are very avid readers, and so that's actually probably one of the easier aspects of the job is just like identifying people who are very interested in books and reaching out to them. I also think that part of Bookstagram, one of the things that's so appealing is, you know, it's very visual. So from a design aspect, you know, we really think about covers that people would really get behind and want to promote and want to show online. And so it's, you know, I think from the very beginning, from conception of the book, we're constantly thinking about visually how this is going to capture a reader. And I think that's one thing that doesn't change, because that could translate into, like, we want to make sure when it's on a bookshelf in a store that it immediately grabs the reader, and we want to do the same thing online. So, yeah, it's a really great community and a great resource in terms of, like, publicizing books.
And what have really been your favorite marketing campaigns from young adult fiction over the past year?
So I would say one was Emergency Contact by Mary H.K. Choi. I just thought it was great because the cover is just so captivating. It's like a pastel with like really pretty gold kind of specks in the title. And I think that I liked the marketing because they had kind of they had pop sockets before they kind of blew up, and enamel pins and phone cases. But I think really
so that
capitalizing
helped with, that helped with the activation.
Exactly,
in the kind
like really
experiential way.
Yes, really like taking advantage of the packaging and getting Bookstagrammers behind that. It's so beautiful that you're going to want to post about it and offering giveaways. And I think a combination of that and the publicity that the book got really helped it get on the bestsellers list. So I really like that campaign. It was simple enough, but I think it was very, very effective in the small details. And then the other one I would say was Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. That book is huge. It's going to be a movie soon. And I just think from the very beginning, as soon as she got signed, they really rolled out a very long, extensive campaign to get people excited about the book, kind of teasing information about the movie, and then kind of lining it up with the Black Panther release, I think was very brilliant.
Really interesting and great examples. I just really wondered if in your marketing campaigns you have looked to like other industries to give you some, you know, core ideas and like what those kind of industries might be, or you know what other marketing campaigns they might be.
Yeah, most definitely. I think one of the things we're always trying to do is captivated a, you know, a bigger audience. And so we'll look to, it's funny because we'll look to like big budget things and try to figure out how to create the same thing on the smaller scale. So for instance, with some of our book trailers, they're obviously not movie trailers, but we look to a lot of movie trailers to get inspiration and see, you know, it's so like for instance, for one of the books I worked on, Dread Nation, it was kind of inspired, but we created a couple of trailers, teaser trailers, and it was inspired by American Horror Story, in which they would kind of like post these teaser, these really short videos, maybe 15 seconds of an aspect of the story for that season, and then tease it out. And then they had like this full trailer that they used at the end. And so I thought that was extremely cool. The video director thought that was extremely cool, and we just kind of brainstormed to figure out how can we do that with our budget, essentially. So we're always looking to other campaigns. If we see something cool, how we can implement that and make it Bookstagrammable, or just how to make it tie back into a particular title. And one of the great things about being a marketer on books is that every book is different, and so you can kind of use certain topics and look and see, like, what is being said surrounding that topic and come up with ideas that way.
And that all-important, like, question, how do you manage those exciting ideas but translate them on a small budget?
I think it's just really about being creative and taking advantage of our resources and seeing what we can and cannot do. So, for instance, with video, I know, you know, certain concepts of video, but there are people who work here who really understand and have a background in it. And so they can tell me, you know, Ebony, this would work. Like our executive producer of video here, he can say, you can do this, but let's scale back on this angle of it and kind of transform it in this way, and that'll help with budgets. And so I think it's just like a collaborative effort. I think with any great company or organization, having people who are very skilled and very knowledgeable in certain things really helps to brainstorm and put together a great marketing campaign that is going to give you what you need for the best bang for your buck, essentially.
Absolutely, all important. So let's move on now to the final section, which is our quick fire round of questions.
Okay.
So if you could maybe share the best moment of your career so far.
I would say the best moment of my career so far has easily been seeing 4 books by Black women on the bestsellers list. 3 were from HarperCollins, and 2 I personally worked on from the very beginning. And I think that was really great for me because I grew up reading books from people who didn't look like me, which I never really considered to be an issue until I got a little bit older and I realized it's important to kind of have books from everyone. And so to be able to put my heart and soul into some of these titles and see them on the New York Times bestsellers list and feel like I had a part in that was really, really affirming for me.
Great. And your favorite app and why?
I'm really getting into fitness apps, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, Fitbod I think is one that I'm starting to like. And that's just because I think in order to be a great person overall, you have to be fit and health conscious. So
we do.
Yeah.
The best that we can be. And now on to something few people know about you.
Something few people know about me. I am an introverted book nerd at its core. I think at my job and as a marketer, because a lot of people who work in publishing are a bit more introverted, I'm kind of considered the extrovert of the group. And that's hilarious because it's really not the case. But I just turn it on. I just know how to turn it on faster.
And finally, we are so looking forward to having you at YMS. What are you most looking forward to about the event?
I think I'm looking most forward to just connecting with people at YMS. I think, I work in book publishing. It's a very specific career. And I really got some great connections last year just from people in marketing and other industries. And I think it was really helpful and beneficial in learning about what's new, what's upcoming. And so I'm looking forward to establishing more relationships like that this year.
Absolutely. The youth marketing world under one roof.
And exactly.
Very much looking forward to seeing you there and to chatting further.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Simon and Ebony, and we're looking forward to hearing more from Ebony at YMS New York on October the 2nd and 3rd. If you fancy joining us, please don't forget you can save 10% by using the code PODCAST10 on checkout. See you back here next week for more Youth Trends from VoxBurner.